think checklists really help. I mean, they help me. You know, because it lets you know what do I need to comply with. I need a laundry list of things of what I need to comply with based off my size. A group of 100 has a different checklist than a group of 50 or a group of 1,000. So here's your checklist, company ABC, based off of your size, of everything that you need to comply with. And then you just simply check off, am I doing this, am I not doing this? Did the carrier include that in their document? No, okay, then I need to include that. You know, what are the annual notices do I need? There's various ones. There's about 3 or 4 different annual notices. Check, check, check. I've taken care of those. And the checklists are something that you're going to do randomly, and then there's stuff that you have to do every year. So the checklist is always available. It's always something you're going to have to work with. But it helps to reduce the anxiety because there's so many different regulations out there. You don't know what applies to you and what doesn't. So what we do when we take over a new group, we go through a whole laundry list of things that we make sure that you've complied with based off of your size. And if not, we make sure that you have that in place. So I think the checklist just helps to let you know what actually applies to you and what doesn't. When we're taking over a new employer, probably the first thing which seems probably the simplest is the eligibility rules. What are the eligibility rules that you have in place? 30 hours or more, first of the month following, or date of hire, and making sure that it's consistent across all plans, your medical, your dental, your vision, your life, your disability. A lot of times there's inconsistency, so you want to make sure that that's consistent. Are you a grandfather plan or are you not a grandfather plan? If you are, then we need, or if you're not, really, it's probably the easiest way to go is, okay, is preventive care covered at 100%? All the different things that have to go into effect because you're a non-grandfathered plan need to be on your plan booklets. You need to have notified the employees in your open enrollment memos of the various things that have changed because you're a non-grandfathered plan. Show me your SPD. Do you have that? No, I don't, or I do. Then we, as the new broker, make sure that you have that wrap SPD because the carrier booklets don't always have what they should have. So there's a real laundry list of things. You know, show me what you've done for your COBRA. What are the notifications that you give for a new hire when there's a term? Okay, here's the various notices that we need to make sure you do going forward. And we usually take over the COBRA administration for you, but there are things that we are taking over for you, but ultimately, it's your responsibility, and we want to let you know what we're doing for you. So there's a laundry list of leave policies, COBRA, ERISA regulations. Show me your last Form 5500. If you haven't done it, then we need to take care of it. So the checklist can be quite lengthy, but we take care of it all for you.